This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, you and your girl and your Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Hola.
Hola.
Jeffrey. Your girl and your Johnson.
You sober or not sober?
Team's sober right now. I'm busy driving.
All right. Okay, Jeff, our men's room poll. All about doing mushrooms. You will do what on mushrooms? Will it be karaoke? An escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Oh, man. Sounds really intense. It's doing really good today. I'm going to have to go with paintball. As long as I don't get hit in the Adam's apple again, we'll be good.
I've been hit in the Adam's apple before as well, man. It's not good. Bugs on scooters, paintballs. You know it when you hit it because you're like,
Jeff, do you have one of those big Adam's apples that you can't miss? Or you just got unlucky and got hit?
Like Rick Ocasek size?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can tell by how pitched my voice is. I definitely have to look up very high in the sky for anybody to notice my Adam's apple.
Bet they'll shoot you in it. All right. Oh, hey, by the way, right. Ted, Mike, we got some clarity on Song of the Year versus Record of the Year, thanks to our text line. So the Song of the Year is given to the songwriter. Now, for the record, there might be a band for Record of the Year, but the songwriter will get Song of the Year.
Gotcha. Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you,
Texas. So, in other words, if CeeLo won for...
F.U.
Bruno Mars wins the...
He will win Song of the Year.
Okay.
But if he wins Record of the Year, then CeeLo, with his teeny tiny arms, can go up and try to lift up the little statue.
Okay.
Be like a T-Rex trying to hold a peanut. All right, Jeff. Here's your question.
All right. I think years ago, I'm walking down 2nd Ave, and this brother just goes, "Man, you out here looking like a white CeeLo."
White CeeLo.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man. All right, Jeff, here's your question. Who was the first NFL coach to receive a Gatorade shower after winning a game?
High in protein.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname.
And omega-3s, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
High in protein, omega-3?
Yeah, was his nickname.
That's his famous coach's nickname.
Jimmy Johnson.
So are you looking for the name of the coach or the nickname?
The name. I'll take either
okay,
one.
Okay, so his nickname was Big Tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Probably still is.
Still alive. That never seemed happy.
Yeah.
No.
But also Big Tuna.
So that definitely rules out John Madden.
He was big till Furky.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 83.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of any others. Mike Ditka.
That's actually not a bad guess in the scheme of things, but Bill Parcells.
Okay.
That's
Didn't
a risky.
Coach the Patriots?
For a second, Giants, Dolphins, and Patriots.
And Cowboys.
Okay.
And Cowboys. God, yeah, I forgot about that. All right. Your question, whose crime was witnessed only by Cindy Lou?
I definitely know that one. Party on, guys. That's the Grinch.
Jet. There you go.
Yes, indeed. What band does she sing for now? The girl that played Cindy Lou in the live-action movie.
Pretty Reckless.
Pretty Reckless, right.
Yep. Taylor Monson.
Thank you. Yes, that's her name.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Yes, who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
James, team sober today?
For about the next 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay. All right, James, good for you. Okay, our men's room poll, James, you're going to do what on mushrooms? Will it be karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Definitely paintballing.
Man, people are paintballing on shrooms today.
I like the idea, man. They said, look, man, it's an all-shroom paintball competition. Like, I'm in. I am in. All right, James, here's your question. We know that Michael Jackson had a chimpanzee named Bubbles, apparently is living quite the life right now. But what late singer had a chimpanzee named Scatter?
Tom Petty?
Is it somebody we know?
Absolutely.
Are they a weirdo?
They have a monkey.
They own a chimpanzee, so yes, but their public persona was not that they were
weird. Is it country?
In my mind, yes, but that's not what they were known for. They were known
Elvis?
Elvis. Yes, indeed. Elvis Presley. I got a chimp. Same skin.
Like I got a monkey.
Was he the original...
don't eat that banana.
The original, what's his name? Nicolas Cage. They kind of talk the same. Every time I see an interview. Elvis.
Well, ironically,
Elvis, a little bit sweaty.
He played Elvis, Elvis's ghost in...
Oh, yeah. What was the movie, man? God, I don't know if you can pick any better.
Right.
All right. A woman by the name of Gabrielle Suzanne Villanueva, she wrote which fairy tale? Cinderella, Into the Woods, Maleficent, or Beauty and the Beast?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
Got it.
Damn.
Because back then, it was all dudes writing fairy tales. It was like 1790 or something she wrote this, so no one even wanted to look at the script, because like, you're lady folk, and it's a love story. And it's still around all these years later.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Her husband has been pumped.
Wait a minute, baby. Is he modeled after?
I think you're a very nice guy. You're just unsightly.
What the hell, man?
You're a beast.
Guess who it is again, Ted?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay, not sober, James. All right, James, do what on mushrooms? Will it be karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
I think the escape room sounds pretty fun.
All right, escape room it is.
Right there with you, man. You ever done an escape room?
I have one time.
And how did you do? Did you beat the timer?
We missed it by a couple minutes. We were down to the last couple clues and missed out.
My wife and I did it with another couple. We got out in like 45 minutes, and then I did it two other times, both times with my kids. Did not get out in time. What does one know?
Yeah, right. And on shrooms, it'd probably be fun.
It would be awesome. In fact, I might have to do that. All right, your question. In what decade did the Panama Canal open? In what decade?
40s?
60s.
Now I'm a James, I guess the 40s. The 1910s.
Damn.
It opened in 1914.
All right.
That was much earlier than I thought. And since we're going back in time, in 1864, General Sherman ordered the burning of what city?
Oof.
Panama?
He burned a few of them, but I would guess... Atlanta.
Yes, indeed.
That was the biggest one.
That's why they call it Hotlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, your question.
Big Sherman guy.
What were the names of Roseanne's three kids on the TV show Roseanne?
Oh, Carl, Ronnie, and Miles.
Carl, Ronnie, and Miles. So close. Darlene, Becky, and TJ.
Makes sense.
You ever met a Darlene?
No.
Yes.
I'm an either.
Yeah. That was my my parents' old real estate agent. It was a Darlene.
I'm racking my brain. I don't know that I've actually met a Darlene.
I don't think I have. Like, I know the name. I've just never met a Darlene.
It sounds like the name of a woman you meet in a small town bar. She's never left. Mm-hmm.
And you will have sex with her if you want to. No.
Darlene does not touch the cigarette. It just stays in her mouth.
I don't really smoke them. I just light them and leave it on my lip.
They bounce.
Yeah. She wants to hear stories of the big city.
Darlene. She's always been 75 years old.
Another water. That's what I call my Coors Light.
Yeah. All right, your question. What beer billed itself, quote, the coldest tasting beer in the world?
Coors.
A little more specific.
Coors Light.
Damn right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.